here's a story from The World.
A World War I battlefield in France more than 100 years ago has become the center of an American political controversy. Last week, The Atlantic reported that in 2018, President Trump refused to visit a World War I cemetery in France. He reportedly referred to American soldiers who lost their lives at one particular battle as, quote, suckers. President Trump and the White House have denied the report. Several other news outlets have confirmed The Atlantic's reporting. The battle the president was referring to was the Battle of Belleau Wood along the Marne River to the east of Paris. It took place in June of 1918. More than 1,800 American soldiers died. James Taub has thought a lot about the history of this battle. He's a World War I historian who was the education coordinator for the U.S. World War I Centennial Commission. James, you've actually been to the site of Belleau Wood Cemetery many times, most centrally for your work with the Centennial Commission. What is it like there? Just draw us a picture of the place.
It's an absolutely beautiful corner of France. Low rolling hills, lots of wheat fields, as played a pivotal role in the battle itself. And then at the foot of the wood itself, which sits on a small hill, is the Ain Marne American Cemetery, which is where several thousand American dead from the First World War are buried. What's interesting as well is that much of the landscape remains the same as it did in 1918, including the scars from the battle itself. So you will find shell holes and the traces of trenches in a lot of the spots that you'll walk.
So this battle, as I said, this was June 1918. What was going on at this stage of World War I, and what are the American troops in this particular area of France there to do?
The war by this point of 1918 isn't going so well for the Allies. The United States has entered the previous year, but it had only been recently in the spring of 1918 that American forces are actually on the ground in France engaged in heavy combat. The Germans had launched a massive spring offensive, which had started in March and then had some subsidiary offensives. So now they're not far at all from Paris. And in late May, early June, the American 2nd Division and the American 3rd Division are rushed to the area around Chateau Thierry in the Marne River. The 2nd Division, which includes the 4th Marine Brigade, is going to be committed to help stop that German assault, that drive towards Paris. And then starting on the 5th and 6th of June, start to counterattack. And one of the first positions that the Marines and their comrades in the army of the 2nd Division are going to encounter is the stronghold around Belleau Wood.
So this battle raged for the entire month of June 1918. If you were a soldier on the ground there, what was the fighting like? What were you living through?
The Marines are engaged in a very close fight, sometimes hand-to-hand, often with grenades, with poison gas, as they slowly fight from shell hole to shell hole to wrest control of the wood back from the Germans.
I mean, what you describe there starts to become totally understandable why the Battle of Belleau Wood has taken on such deep significance, especially for the Marine Corps. I mean, it's a narrative that's practically part of Marine muscle memory handed down over generations. Why do you think that is, this particular battle?
For the Marine Corps, I think it's important because previous to this, they had been, you know, soldiers of the sea. They were armed on Navy ships and had taken part in amphibious operations around the world. But now they are their armed force fighting as a power in a land battle, which starts a course for the Marines that will take them through the rest of the 20th century and is expanded upon when you see them in battles like Guadalcanal or Iwo Jima in the Second World War. So this is really the start of the modern United States Marine Corps as we know it today.
What kind of impact did the Battle of Belleau Wood have on the direction of all of World War I?
For Americans, it's a massive propaganda boost. I mean, this is their elite troops, the Marines, engaged in close combat and defeating the veterans of the German army. So for newspapers back home, this was a point that could be considered turning. This was the farthest in the American view that the Germans had gotten towards their goal of Paris. And from then on out, it was only the Americans and their French, British, and British Empire allies driving the Germans back, which eventually ends with the armistice on the 11th of November.
It's kind of remarkable the words Trump reportedly has used to describe these soldiers and Marines. It just doesn't scan with everyone else's reactions to the U.S. accomplishments of the time. I mean, weren't the French flabbergasted at the strength and determination of these U.S. troops? I mean, even the Germans didn't hide how impressed they were.
Absolutely. I think given that the French and the other Allied forces and the Germans on the opposite side of the line had been bleeding each other dry since the fall of 1914, the fresh blood of American soldiers, sailors, and Marines on the Western Front really just gives new, youthful, and somewhat inexperienced power to the Allies as the Americans try to figure out how they're going to fight this modern war. I think it's also fascinating to note as well that the Americans who show up are completely disjointed. Around 20% of all the Americans who fight on the Western Front are immigrants. There's a report from the 77th Division that they have to get orders translated into up to 42 different languages.
Wow.
So the forces that deploy to France are a complete representation of the United States in the early 20th century.
James, as you know, this is not the first time Trump has ignored or disparaged the sacrifices of the military in World War One. I think to 2018 and the centennial of World War One, President Macron of France gifted a sapling to the White House, a sapling that came from Belleau Wood. And a few days later, the White House removed it. So as a historian of this era, what is it like for you to see these comments from the president, the specific history talked about in this way?
In many ways, this is somewhat reminiscent of how we as Americans view the entire First World War in general. It's always been somewhat of a passing note. I know in high school, I think I got maybe a day of the First World War in history class. It's covered because the Civil War comes right before it, and the Second World War comes right after it. And it doesn't have a clear ending story. It led to the Second World War, and it led to so many problems that we are still going through today, both socially here in the United States, as well as in many places around the world. The First World War absolutely defines America in the 20th and 21st centuries. It's just a real shame, and I think it's indicative of how we think about it, that we don't know as much about it, and we don't commit ourselves to learning more about it and how it changed us as a people today.
James Taub is a World War One historian who was the education coordinator for the U.S. World War One Centennial Commission, reminding us of the sacrifices made by U.S. troops at the World War One Battle of Belleau Wood. James, thank you for your time today.
Glad to be here.